Welcome to episode 63 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are starting our investigation into stupid laws, starting with learning just how these laws come about. Everyone's heard them. Dumb laws like it's illegal to walk in a certain place with a duck on your head in whatever state. This week, we'll be looking at a sampling of these types of laws from all over. But how do these laws come about? Now, I personally feel that there are two types of stupid law categories. Now, from my intensive academic look at these laws, I feel like there are two types of stupid law categories. One is what I call the historic holdover law, and the other I call the situation-dependent law. Historic holdover laws are like the one in Racine, Wisconsin, that states women may not walk down a public street at night without being accompanied by a man. There are a number of such laws still on the books, and the main reason they're on the books is because they haven't been taken off, even though they're not really enforced. A lot of these dumb laws came about because they were remnants of a much more male-dominated and often racist age of lawmaking. Came out because a certain concern at the time about prostitution or maintaining racial segregation. The other type of law, situation-dependent, are the more outlandish ones. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, my current base of operations, there is a law that you cannot play checkers in public. I have no idea why this law came about, and to me it seems absurd. But you can bet that it was situation-dependent. Perhaps there was an outbreak of public checker playing a few decades ago that was interrupting businesses downtown. Or maybe checker playing in public was associated with some sort of gang symbol. Who knows? But as we go into this week, keep in mind that there's a reason behind every law we discuss. That doesn't mean we can't still laugh at them. Thanks for tuning in to episode 63 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @DailyBrainwave, all one word. Make sure you come back tomorrow for our first listing of dumb laws, along with our very first guest host.